Hello, hello, kings and queens. Great afternoon to each and every one of you. Welcome back to FM Sounds, my podcast. It's Miss Fern, and I just want to welcome you. I pray that you're having an amazing day. And depending on when you're tuning in and where you are in the world, it could be morning time. So if it is, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Even if you're tuning in on a different day that's not Monday, I hope you're having a phenomenal day, a peaceful day, a stress-free day, and a day where you're just reaping some amazing blessings. I always appreciate when you tune in to my podcast, so I just want to say thank you. I titled this today, Your Situation. And I did that for a reason. We all have a situation, right? I know I am not the only one that has a situation in my life, or you may have many situations. And that's what I want to talk about. Have you ever been disappointed with where you are in life, or just disappointed with where God has you? Now, be honest. You know, it's just you listening to this podcast, so you can be honest with yourself. Could things even be good for you right now, but you want to know why they aren't great? I think it's a rap song that I used to listen to. I forget who it is, but he used to always say, just let me be great. And that comes to my mind when I say this. So are you wondering why things are good right now, but just not great? Well, I want to share this with you because it truly blessed me. I was doing some meditating earlier this month, and I jotted down some notes, and I came across the same sort of message and the same notes again last week. And what I wrote down is, be content in the situation where God has placed you. Live God's way one day at a time, and He will show you what to do. Now just think about that. When life disappoints us, we can be reappointed. We can disappoint the disappointment by deciding to make the best out of the situation. It truly is up to us, our mindset, and our way of thinking, kings and queens. I know for many of us, the struggle is real in so many areas of our lives. No, it doesn't have to be real, but the struggle can be a lot worse. Trust me, okay? The posture you decide to take towards life's circumstances matters. It truly matters. If we can only have a good attitude when everything is going our way, then we're seriously lacking in spiritual maturity. I'm going to say that again. If we can only have a good attitude when everything is going our way, we are seriously lacking in spiritual maturity. Sometimes, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest. I don't want to believe that God only gives us what we can bear, because life is way too difficult at times. I know I'm not the only one that thinks this way. Life can be extremely challenging, but God knows what He's giving us because He made us. He made us. And whatever it is you're dealing with, just think about it. The impact you're going to have on others will be even larger, and your blessings will be abundant. I know it's not easy. I know it may not be the way you want it to be right now, because I deal with this myself in different areas of my life. But I'm here to tell you that you're going through it with God. Keep your faith, stay prayed up, and just know that when you cross to the other side, you're going to impact so many lives. You're going to have so many blessings. You're going to have an amazing testimony, and that's the joy in it all. You know, things have to get a little messy at times. Things have to be a little uncomfortable at times for you to really, really see the greatness. And again, when life disappoints us, we can be reappointed. Change your thinking. Disappoint that disappointment by thinking positive, keeping a good attitude. And just remember, be content in the situation where God has placed you. Live God's way one day at a time. Sometimes it might be 1 hour at a time, okay? And He will show you what to do. I truly pray that this blesses you in any and every area of your life in which you need it. Please share this with a loved one. Please post it on your social media page. Please send it to a friend. And I welcome your feedback. I would love to hear from you. And I truly appreciate your support. God bless each and every one of you. And I will chat with you all very, very soon. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to FM Sounds. And as always, I will see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. Thank you.